From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. The United States has imposed sanctions on two North Korean officials for their role in the North's ballistic missile program. A Treasury Department statement said Kim Jong-sik and Ri Pyong-chol are key leaders of North Korea's unlawful weapons program. The statement said Kim Jong-sik reportedly is a key figure in North Korea's ballistic missile development, including efforts to switch from liquid to solid fuel, and Ri Pyong-chol is reported to be a key official involved in North Korea's intercontinental ballistic missile development. The UN Security Council unanimously approved a resolution Friday limiting the amount of gasoline and diesel North Korea can import and tightening inspections of ships suspected of illegally carrying banned items to or from North Korea. A prominent Chinese human rights activist has been sentenced to 8 years in prison on charges of subversion. Wu Gan, a blogger who uses the name Super Vulgar Butcher, was sentenced Tuesday in the Tianjin No. 2 Intermediate People's Court in Beijing. Wu was arrested in May 2015 in southeastern China. He gained notoriety for mocking Chinese political officials in a long-running campaign against corruption and abuse of power. The court ruled that Wu tried to overthrow state power and the socialist system through a series of criminal actions, including spreading false information and insulting people online. Wu's lawyer says his client will appeal the verdict. This is VOA News. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov told U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson on Tuesday that Washington's aggressive rhetoric has heightened tensions on the Korean Peninsula, the report from Russia's foreign ministry. In a phone call between the two men, Lavrov called U.S. rhetoric unacceptable. The two top diplomats also discussed further steps to resolving the crisis in Syria, as well as the situation in Ukraine. The U.S. State Department did not immediately comment on the call. A Kremlin spokesman suggested Tuesday that a call by Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny to boycott next year's presidential election may be illegal. Navalny urged supporters to boycott the March 18th vote after election officials on Monday barred him from running. Dmitry Peskov, a spokesman for Russian President Vladimir Putin, said Tuesday that efforts by Navalny and his supporters to organize the boycott, quote, ought to be carefully studied to see if they are breaking the law. The UN Children's Fund warns that 220,000 children in the area of eastern Ukraine controlled by Russian-backed rebels are at risk of being killed or maimed by landmines. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Eastern Ukraine is one of the most mine-contaminated places on Earth. Well into its fourth year of war, the Donetsk and Luhansk regions are riddled with deadly explosives that are taking a heavy toll on the lives and well-being of its children. The UN Children's Fund estimates landmines and other explosive weapons kill or maim one child a week along eastern Ukraine's contact line. This is a 500-kilometer strip of land that divides government and rebel-controlled areas where fighting is most intense. UNICEF warns children, especially very young children, are at great risk of death and injury from these lethal weapons. The agency says most casualties occur when children pick up these explosive devices, which look like toys. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Egypt executed 15 Islamic militants Tuesday. They'd been convicted of carrying out a deadly attack on an army outpost in the Sinai Peninsula in 2013. All 15 militants executed on Tuesday were hanged. The executions were carried out simultaneously in two prisons located north of Cairo. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. From the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.